Well, Eggfinity is our cloud-based platform, so it goes off that idea where you can access that data from anywhere, anywhere that you have access to the internet to. So with Eggfinity, we're able to, right now, we can transfer files back and forth from our displays, and we can also do remote support view sessions. So your dealer could be sitting at his desk, and if you have a little issue where, you know, I need to switch my planter to beans, and I know I got to switch that one little setting, but I don't really remember where it's at. Well, your dealer can pull up your display on his computer and walk you right through the steps to get to that setting and change that. That's a very big question. That's a question that a lot of growers have on their minds. There are other companies out there that they use this data to, they see the value in the data, that they know that it's valuable, and they want to capitalize off that data and that value that it holds. But at Ag Leader, we've kind of taken a different stance to it. The data that the grower generates is the grower's data. There's no question about it. It's not Ag Leader's data. It's not anybody else's data. It's the grower's data. It says right in our terms of use that this is your data. You are the sole owner, and the only people that can access it are people that you grant permission to. So that being said, you can still share data back and forth, but the grower has to manually say, okay, I want to share this data with my trusted advisor. And then at that point, they can share data back and forth up until a point where the grower says, okay, the sharing relationship can stop now. We either shared data enough, or, you know, I don't do business with that advisor anymore. So I can stop the sharing agreement, and I still have all of my data at that point, and it's only mine. He can't get into it anymore.